Live from the Findlay Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
All right, here we go on this Thursday, Cofield and Company. Today's show is brought to you by Circle Las Vegas and Circle Sports. We'll tell you about what's going on for both opening day and the tourney. Danny Smythe is in today as the company. Griffin is here as well. Good show on the way. I told Danny before the show, I'm like, we're going to be all over the place, sometimes serious, and I might be angry, other times in a good mood and laughing. That makes a good show. I'll come out of the gates with scared as an emotion.
All right, let's do it.
You found a video, and I think this is making the rounds pretty good on social media. I'm not sure recently that I've been involved in a really scary incident. What I saw off the coast of Chile with a kayaker is like anyone's worst nightmare, I think. And the dudes who are involved in it are like, yeah, I figured I was okay. Like, you figured you were okay. Describe what's in the video.
So two kayakers out in the open water, and one of them kind of gets half swallowed by a humpback whale.
By the looks, he is swallowed. The whale comes up
and
just scoops him up.
Yep, takes him under.
And then they're gone.
And then him and his raft just pop back up.
Pop back up.
And they just start going on about their way.
And his buddy was filming it.
Yeah,
so this is real video. And I get maybe they've come this close to a whale before, so it's not a big deal, I would assume.
Nope.
I can't imagine they've been swallowed.
I'd be freaking out.
I mean, it was a split second, but yeah, for that split second, you're like, yeah, it's over. This thing's not going to let me out.
Uh-huh.
It's going to start gulping down water and fully swallow me?
Yeah, if you're the friend or who is it, a friend or a cousin? I can't remember.
The guy didn't have time to move.
But yeah.
He kept the shot going. Like, he didn't freak out.
Yeah, and what do you do at that point? Do you just sit there and hope, as he did, he just comes back up? Or do you kind of look around and be like, am I next? And just start trying to get to the coast as quick as possible.
I mean, I think being swallowed by an animal that big is pretty unique. Is there a land animal that you don't want to encounter? Because you know as soon as you get in a tussle with it, like, you have no shot. Like, what's the scariest one for you?
I mean, any giant cat or a hippo.
Hippos are mean.
Hippos are very fast, and their bite will kill you.
Griffin? Land animal? I mean, bears are pretty scary. You're a Bears fan, but you know, real bears are kind of scary. If they start smacking you around, I don't know how much of a chance you got to come out of it.
Oh, you got one smack.
There's like a bunch of sayings, though. They tell you, you know, how to survive a bear depending on its color. So, you know, I just live off that. So I'd be confident if I saw a bear. It's somebody's nasty pit bull. And this is not a shot at pit bulls. I love dogs.
It's a shot at pit bulls. I mean, the owners are the problem.
The owners are the problem. Yes, correct. But somebody's freaking pit bull or somebody's mean dog come and just tear you up, and then what are you going to do? You're not going to fight a dog. You're not going to fight a dog. I love dogs. So it's a pretty scary situation.
I will say.
Not to get to, like, to go, like, because you were like, I keep saying, like, stop. You just said it's nothing against the pit bulls, but if you just start punching them in the face, like, where's a weak spot for the pit bull where you could fight it off?
That throat, yeah. Like, I will.
They're just built like brick, you know what, houses.
Right.
Or just ball of muscle.
I will say, like, with dogs, yes, the 99.9% it is on the owner. But me personally, I am terrified of Rottweilers because I was attacked by one as a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How bad?
I ended up having to go to the hospital. We ended up getting into this huge lawsuit so that they pay my bills. But yeah, I was in the hospital for, I mean, not a long time, I think just a day or so. Had to get a couple stitches and stuff like that, but I was, I think, 6, 7, something like that.
When did pit bulls in America emerge as the scariest dog? Because
I don't know.
Obviously, I grew up way before you guys. The scary dog of my time was a Doberman Pinscher or a German Shepherd. And my older cousin had a German Shepherd, and they had the rep of being really mean. They're really loud, too.
Yes,
and I actually,
are.
One of my friends, has a German Shepherd, and she's a little overly attentive to it. Like, to the point where the dog has a complex, she thinks. Like, you're not allowed to look at the dog. I'm like, what happened to German Shepherds? But I also still think this German Shepherd could rip my throat out. So I was treading very lightly. But I came up a couple times and tried to pet it. I'm like, I'm getting the hell out of here quick. They're big.
Oh, they're powerful.
I think the worst animal to encounter, you know, and the ones are going to happen, right? I'm not doing tours of the swamps. But if you're on a golf course in Florida.
Gators. You
know, yep. Some freaking gator just decides, hey, I'm going to run my 22-mile-an-hour max or whatever they are.
Yep. Another
fast
one.
What do you do?
It'll get that ankle.
I mean, are you just going medieval times and you have a machete and chop your leg off and just take the leg?
Here's my
forearm.
You better hope you have a good golf club and just start whacking.
Because you ain't punching a gator.
No. Start hitting at the eyeballs.
But swallowed by a whale, I haven't seen that one before. But the guy lived. So there you go.
Lived, kept paddling.
Yep. I got to admit, I don't think I can survive the next 15 or 20 years with what's going on in TV.
How so?
The other scary animal for me is the TV provider or cable CEO. But I don't have to fight them. And we've got another one of these stories coming down where YouTube TV and Paramount can't get along, can't come to a deal. And I got a note because I have YouTube TV. Why do I have YouTube TV? Do I love it? Was I sold on it? No. I have it because the Sunday Ticket is there. And now they just introduced this thing, what was it, a year ago? You got to have base YouTube TV, the package. Upwards at the time of like $65-$75 a month, then you have the right to buy Sunday Ticket. And so today I get a note, hey, Paramount, and it's always the same. And people in Vegas, you've probably experienced this in other markets, and sometimes these battles can go on for years. And we've had a bunch of them happen with our cable company and ESPN. I can remember going back, I don't know, to like 2005. I've been on a long time. And Cox Cable got mad at us. Cox Communications got mad at us because their spokesperson, because what they would do is they would trot out their spokesperson and then, you know, ESPN is like the evil Goliath. Mm-hmm. We can't come to a deal. And this guy's up there and he's making his pitch and I took a shot at him. They called up. They were all mad. But you understand, as the consumer, we are in a position of just absolute helplessness. Until now.
Yeah.
Until now. Because back then when that happened, there weren't a lot of alternatives.
No.
Right? Satellite was just kind of coming around. Well, now we have alternatives. So I got a message today. Hey, Paramount, which means CBS Sports Network, lots of other channels, CBS, True, the TNT, you know, all that stuff. Right? The NCAA tournament could be in jeopardy now if you have YouTube TV.
Yep.
And of course, you know the YouTube side, Google side is like, you know, these guys want too much.
Yeah.
Feel bad for us. I don't feel bad for either one.
No, not
either
at all.
One of them. So guess what? It took me about 2 minutes. Click, 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 because they tried like six more times. Cancel, cancel, cancel. You sure? Cancel, cancel. It's done. I'm out.
Ooh, look at you.
That's it. I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. All right. It's like we cut the cord. And then the freaking cordless have the same issues as we had going back 20 years ago, as we've seen in L.A. with the Lakers and the Dodgers, as we've seen in New York with multiple teams. MSG right now is in a fight with one of the cable companies.
Yep.
That's it. And listen, are they going to – do they lose out? Is it going to kill them? No, they're actually big enough. I kind of want to see YouTube play it out and not have the NCAA tournament on their platform but just be like – we don't care. We have the NFL. We don't care. You have to come back. And guess what?
People
they're probably will. Right. I will make that decision in August. And you know how they'll reward me for this decision and then reward me for coming back is because I think the first year the package was like on YouTube was like $200. Then it jumped. I don't know. Last year it was like $350 or $400. It'll be like $1,000 next year. And then I'll go, all right, I'll come groveling back. So it's not going to fix anything, but I will have satisfaction for the next 4 months that I did not get jerked around and went up there. And you know what's funny? When you cancel, because it jumped, it just jumped from. And again, if you have YouTube TV, Paramount is in a battle with YouTube TV, so you're going to lose the CBS channel, CBS Sports Network. So it's a lot of live sports, and it's a tournament, and probably a lot of the, you know, March Madness in general. This comes on the heels of them jumping from $74 to $84 for the basic package. And along the way, you know, cancel, you sure? Cancel, cancel, cancel. And then one of the messages, oh, for the next 6 months, we'll drop it from $84 to $73. I'm like, how about you just keep my same rate?
Yeah.
I have to do this. I got to do this, Danny, to get $10 off to get my regular rate.
Yeah, to stay where you are just for another 6 months. And we just saw this issue,
I'm out.
At least here in the Valley, with I think it was Viacom at the start of football season, where first week of NFL season was in jeopardy for CBS on one of our networks, one of our cable packages. And it happens every time there's a major event coming up.
Wasn't that the opener of the NFL season?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was – it got pulled?
It was –
the day before it got pulled or, you know, something. It was real drastic very much at the end, and I think a lot of people didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, it got pulled, I believe, like the Monday or Tuesday before NFL season started, and then I think the day before or the day after week one, they came to an agreement.
702-364-1100. That's our Finley Kia text line. I know people are texting in right now. Illegal site.
Oh, yeah.
Illegal site, because we get that every time.
Oh, yeah. It's what cord cutters use.
I don't feel bad for anyone if that's what you guys do. I don't do it.
I don't.
But what are we to do? We're caught in between. They don't give a rat's ass about us. There is very little loyalty to the customer.
No, none at all.
And they just keep pushing the price up.
Yeah, and
to where it's a breaking point. And I was talking about it with my girlfriend, the SO, significant other, that I think we have everything covered.
Yeah.
Almost every single thing covered, because we have every G-damn app possible. Mm-hmm. And here's the other one. Old guy Cofield, there are a lot of nights where, yeah, I'm going to admit it happens often. I start watching something that's a series, and then I go back a couple days later to watch it. I'm like, I can't find it. I don't know where it is. You know what?
I've done it.
I have too many apps, Danny.
Yep.
So I think outside of some live sports, I think I have everything covered with like these $7 to $15 packages.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, Netflix is high enough now. That's probably all I should watch. And they're going to have live sports soon. So you know what? Sorry, Google. I know it's going to break you that Steve Cofield canceled.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
It's going to kill you, but I can't do it anymore.
A lot of these streaming sites, Netflix, Hulu, Max, they're all starting to do live sports. So eventually we won't need YouTube TV or some of these other actual like TV providers. It's just going to be these apps.
What's your deal, Griffin? What do you do for TV?
You know, I got Netflix. I got HBO, and I have my ways of watching live sports.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
How dare you say that on live radio?
Plenty of places around town to go watch.
You guys do know one of the best stories in the history of radio and talking about this? Just an arrogant jackass, kind of clueless, is the legendary Sid Rosenberg. So Sid has been on some form of New York TV or radio for, I don't know, a good 20-plus years. Before that, he was doing sports talk radio in Miami and then also on a national network. He actually was part of our network with Sports Fan Radio Network back in the 90s. Well, Sid had a gig with Imus, legendary morning host, and went on their televised portion and national radio and was bragging about how for DirecTV he had the card. You guys are a little young for the card.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There used to be
that.
A program card. So there was a card that you would slip into the DirecTV receiver. Mm-hmm. Well, people had ways of either programming it themselves or getting it programmed. And he was hooting and hollering about how he steals DirecTV, and he's on national TV and national radio.
Oh, boy.
That's what you don't do. Like the way the people who really are close to Griffin, Griff, the way he put it, that's safe.
Yes. It leaves you wondering.
It does. I don't know what you're exactly what you're talking about.
Hey, man, I could have been talking about going to bars, watching live sports.
I figured you were going to sports books. I don't know.
I could be looking through my neighbor's windows and watching their TV. There's a bunch of different ways.
You don't want to be the creeper in the neighborhood now.
And here's the thing with, and I'll keep shouting him out. I usually don't do this, but what's the difference? I know I'm going to be back in 6 months, but I'm not going to do it for the spring and the summer. There are other live TV, like above board opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I guess shop them around, see how you like those. I think they're all about the same. Maybe the DVR is different,
right?
But I'm not waiting around and participating in this foolishness of, you know, Goliath TV network and Goliath TV provider and paying more.
Oh yeah,
to be, you know, to click around. Oh, it's not on. You know, I can't see the Mountain West game tonight. I will find a way to watch it. Or as I always say during football season, I will pay. I will hurt myself to stick it to you. You won't feel it, but it'll make me feel better if I have to go out to a bar and spend $110 to watch a stupid San Diego State, you know, whatever game, Boise State game this week. Then I will do it. Up yours.
Now back to Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Cofield and Company just kicking off here on a Thursday. Griffin, Danny, Cofield, we were just talking about yet another battle between our sports TV providers and the overall live television provider. This time it's YouTube against Paramount, and today I was like, man, there's other options. I think I have everything covered. If I don't, then I can always go back. I canceled. I was done. They just jumped the rates.
I like it.
Enough's enough. You got to put your foot down.
Yeah, I like you making that swift decision, and you're like, you know what? I'm done with you guys. Figure out your own battles. Yep. I'm not going to deal with you. I like it.
Man, I don't want to pick between, you know, evil versus evil.
Right.
So I'm out. I've in the past, I hemmed and hawed, waited forever. You know, they were able to stick it to me for even longer. I'm out. So the NCAA tournament is in jeopardy if you have YouTube TV. Maybe you're not going to get to watch it. 702-364-1100 is our text line. That's our Finley Kia text line. We got a text in?
Yes, we do. Shout out to Mike for hitting up the text line. He says that March Madness gets streamed through their website for free, Max, and I believe Paramount Plus.
Which is kind of my whole point. I know I have Max. I think I have Paramount Plus. I'm already paying for it direct. The website, though?
Yeah.
Are we sure it streams all day for free?
So you
702-364-1100.
From my experience on the website, you only get a couple of hours. I believe it's 2 hours of streaming, and it's not necessarily too consecutive. You can stream for 20 minutes, close it down, reopen it a little bit later, stream for another 20 minutes, but you only get a certain amount of time. And the only downside with Max is that it doesn't stream the games that are on CBS. So you only get like the True TV, channels? The TNT, and the whatever
else.
So
that could be the main game.
Right.
I'll figure it out.
So, I mean, yeah.
I probably won't be home most of the time anyway.
And right.
If I am, it's going to sound really weird, but I have access to the radio feed.
Mm-hmm.
I like listening. A lot of times I will roll, I mean, the Vast Sound crew here at Lotus Broadcasting, we'll roll on the radio feeds.
Right.
Because I like those highlights better, so.
And it's all right.
I'll have peace of mind. It's good for me. I need peace of mind. I will tell you, it is hard right now in terms of staying calm and not getting worked up.
You're doing a good job, though.
Well, I'm guessing that Danny, this is going to sound like a terrible qualifier, but I'm guessing that Danny, because it's a fiance, right? You're not married yet?
Correct.
And kids?
One kid?
Okay. So you have a busy life.
Yes.
That you're not doom scrolling like I do.
For the most part.
Okay. Because the amount of trolling, like between social media but real life trolling, just to get attention and squawk and get people worked up, is as high as it's ever been. And we have more exposure to it.
Mm-hmm.
Griffin, you're a big fight person. Tell me what Conor McGregor was doing here.
Mm.
He tweeted out a picture of four ladies, says, "Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Sweet Love, the biggest girl band since the Spice Girls. Welcome to Greenback Records, ladies. First single coming soon. Watch out for new music." Is he now, is he a music label owner or a music producer? What is, as some people are calling him, Connor McDiddy? What is Connor up to?
Boy.
Oh, that hurts.
Well, that was going to be one of the first reactions. He's standing next to four women in their early 20s after a trial and conviction for sexual assault in Ireland, more allegations. Like, first thing I think a lot of people looked at and they're like, well, be careful, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Connor McDitty doing here?
I guess he's just keeping busy since he no longer owns, Proper 12. There's no fight with the UFC coming up anytime soon, so he's got plenty of time to sign. What are they called? Sweet Love? But, I mean, I don't know if Sweet Love is going to give him enough good publicity to forget the absolute tire fire that has been Conor McGregor's last 2 years.
And he's rich.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's bored. Wants to put some money into something.
Hey, that's exactly what I was going to say. Okay, he's rich, but he's thirsty for the attention.
First of all, you're married, so if you're going to at least do the other, if you're going to do stuff on the side, at least do it legally.
Yeah.
Right? Let's get consensual action there. Is there a point where you pay out so many lawsuits and NDAs and all that where you're like, hey, you know, maybe I can tighten it up a little bit, so I'm not paying people all the time.
Pump the brakes.
I'm not spitting in someone's face at walking through the wind a couple weeks ago.
Mm. Right.
Or Griffin, does he just? Well, we're going to talk to RJ Clifford, MMA expert, a little later. Is it just this going to keep happening until he cleans up his life of other stuff that he might be involved in?
Which you would hope it would have happened after the first one.
I mean, right.
I mean, I personally am holding out hope that I think he really needs to come to grips with the fact that he's probably, he's no longer a professional MMA fighter. I think the dream of that, the thirst for that, that arena, that area to be in for him, it's so much. That's why you see him still going at Khabib. That's why you still see him doing all these crazy things. Like, maybe if he lets it go, he could live a normal rich man's life.
Damn, even Floyd kind of, sauntered away. I don't think everything is completely smooth, but he's not trying to be out there every week with something or getting in trouble, which is the worst part of this, getting in trouble with something. Baseball season's coming up. You can experience the first pitch of the season with Greg Maddux, Las Vegas legend, at Circa Sports. Opening day ceremony at the world's largest sportsbook. Three stories, and they go back to the classics. They'll have free Coney dogs from American Coney, apple pies, and to all moms, you get free drinks. How about that? Circa Sports. More information, go up to Circa Las Vegas. Opening day, that'll be the 27th. They're going to do this on the 27th. Big baseball opening day at Circa Las Vegas.
Now back to Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
What do we got? February 13th?
Yes, sir.
Man, pitchers and catchers. I want to look at the complete free agent list. I feel like there's still a lot of players who just fell into that middle class who have not been signed. There was at least one big prize left, and that was Alex Bregman. And I went back and forth kind of with the Astros, the Cubs, the Tigers, and the Red Sox. And now the Astros fans and media are all mad at the Red Sox and Bregman because he agreed last night, 3 years, $120 million. I looked at it. I was like, okay, 40 mil is a lot for Bregman. But, between defense, flexibility of playing second and third, 22 and 80, probably 275, solid player. It's probably an overpay, but it also weakens one of the best organizations in the American League. So that serves a purpose. But the Astros fans and media are just – now they're attacking Bregman. It's like,
it's so stupid.
Cut it out. He kept quiet about a cheating ring, which he was 100% a part of. I don't know what else he did to power up over the years, but he did what the organization wanted him to do that way. Now we're going to kick him in the dome on the way out because your owner, a billionaire, wouldn't just pay him in the first place?
Yeah, and he's trying to get paid. And I would assume if the Astros came down on the years and could have even come down on the money because essentially he took $36 million less than what the Astros had offered, but they offered too many years. So don't be mad at Bregman. Be mad at the Astros.
I don't understand when you let things drag out as an organization, the fans are going to side with you. Like, if you wanted to keep him, you could have got him signed a while ago.
Absolutely.
Now, I could see. Nah, I can't even see this one. I was going to say, as a Yankee fan, could you get really mad at someone for leaving the Yankees and going to the Red Sox? because of the rivalry. You could, but it's kind of pointless too, because you're the ones who elected to let the guy float out there for months and months and months as a free agent, get the deal done, and the guy you should be mad at is the owner. Spend the money.
Yeah.
How much money have fans given to, and the fans were there pretty good in the rebuild, how much money have fans pitched the Astros? Now, that said, the Astros manager, on the management side, I don't critique them. I don't think Bregman's worth $40 million, so they'll find a way to get around it. They're filthy rich. They have a great farm system. They'll be okay.
Yeah.
But the fan hatred towards Bregman, I don't get it at all. We're going to go back a couple days, get to a little more recap of the Super Bowl. Xavier Pope is going to come in, our attorney friend from Chicago, and we'll also talk about what's happening around the National Basketball Association with Jimmy Butler and Steph.
Lawyer and host of Suit Up News, Xavier Pope, joins Cofield and Company now.
What is your role in the quote-unquote tush push?
I think I have the easiest job, to be honest. I think I'm the one who pushes the tush.
Oh, yeah. The normies love that one. Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. We know both super impressive dudes, but when you win a Super Bowl, you get all these new opportunities. They went on Fallon. Xavier Pope is in with us, Chicago attorney, and our good friend for years and years. And he has opinions. Follow him up on Threads. His Threads are, that account is awesome. EP, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
I like that showcase of Saquon and Jalen Hurts on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty funny. I actually laughed when I saw it. America's getting a chance to really see who Jalen Hurts is as a man, as a leader. Also, he's pretty serious. To see him break character with Saquon and having Saquon kind of as this as a funny man and Jalen as a straight man was pretty funny. And especially the bit about the tush push and what Jalen may be calling. He trying to be all serious about it. Like, this is not what we call it. Or we're calling in the huddle. and Saquon goes another big kind of breaking that up. So I thought it was entertaining. I'm glad that America's getting a chance to see how great this guy is.
You know, it hit me for a second. A lot of guys are, tough guys. They don't want to say words like tush. We all really embraced that, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it's because it was just kind of catchy. I think we embrace catchy terms in sports in general, like the term three-peat. That sounds really catchy. Anything that kind of you turn players' names is something that rhymes, and that just kind of becomes their name over the course of their career, even if it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I mean, that's just pretty much a par for the course in terms of the Super Bowl, in terms of sports in general and society at large.
Now that he's got a Super Bowl ring under his belt after what had happened a couple years ago against the Chiefs, and he does things like this with Fallon and Saquon, do you think that's kind of, even though he's going to be professional on the field and at practice and all that stuff when it comes to football, do you think it's going to kind of ease him in day-to-day when he's around the team and around his teammates?
I think he's already done that, established it with his team. I mean, that's why he's able to be there and be the winner and the team get rallied behind him as a leader. And so I think that's already done. The next thing is being able to duplicate that success and keeping the same hunger over the course of his career. I mean, there was a clip of him on the sidelines, and he's basically talking about he's taking it all the way to the end of the game. And I think that maybe that changes once he wins a championship. It becomes a different type of motivation that separates those who maybe win one ring and then those who become one of the greatest of all time.
You posted a really good video in the stands at the Super Bowl of a woman with a little Patrick Mahomes voodoo doll and just poking it over and over again. And I was like, man, why didn't I do that for 20 years with Tom Brady? What'd you think of it? Because, the way I looked at it, I'm like, hey, anything, any sort of jinx, anything that can derail the Chiefs, I'm in.
I mean, it looks like they're doing it in another team in the AFC West, the Las Vegas Raiders, man, because they can't get their act together. So someone somewhere doing it. Somebody in Oakland doing it somewhere. Because it's not working there, but it was just ridiculous because women were poking this Patrick Mahomes, but he looked like he played like it. I mean, he was shell shocked. He never had a chance to get into rhythm. They looked like they knew what everything they were going to run. They never blitzed him. They just four men on the just kind of run in his face all game and rattled him. And that was the difference in the game. They never had the opportunity to kind of get any sledding to be able to kind of pull out those 18-plus consecutive one-score games. I guess they keep that streak going, but they get their butts kicked in the Super Bowl.
A lot of stories around the Super Bowl. What do you think of what Kanye pulled with his stunt with his website?
I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, I think that he thinks that he can try to pull whatever he can pull and think is art, and everything isn't art. And there's a difference between the conversation in and around Kendrick Lamar and him making essentially protest music and the art that's required around that. That's a conversation, art that invites a conversation as opposed to art that meant to be hateful. I mean, sending people to a website, a Super Bowl ad, and it leads to a swastika, and there's nothing else on the website that basically say this is what I'm all about. And he's coming out with an album called Bully. I think that Kanye West has this outsized vision of who he thinks he is and how he's been quote unquote oppressed by others, and he's turning that and weaponizing that in the worst possible way. It's disgusting. It's vile. This AI video that came out with a bunch of different Jewish celebrities kind of going out against like David Schwimmer. That was kind of a deep fake that kind of got popular. People thought it was real. People were sending it to me pretty much with something in response to him. And so the fact that this is even in the air, this is not the type of environment we want to be living in. And when people are openly displaying hateful of sight, and that's being advertised at the Super Bowl.
Is that something that he would have to tell the Super Bowl, hey, this is what my link goes to that I'm buying the ad for? Or are we sitting back looking at that and everyone who's in charge of Super Bowl commercials, they have no idea either and they're just as surprised as we are?
I think it may be some sort of look into that and see what that's all about. Because my assumption is probably that site changed the second that commercial comes out, right? I mean, you can change that pretty quickly to be able to make that change. And so I think that Kanye West, he didn't try to do that directly. Hey, I'm going to send people to this site. It's going to make people look at this. I think that if you're doing your due diligence as an advertiser, you're going to try to, if you're a network and you're trying to sell ads and, hey, you want to know exactly what comes with the contract, some of the particulars of it. So if it's something that's hateful, what type of recourse is against Kanye West for maybe violating some sort of contract in relation to that? I think that's something to be looked into.
Xavier Pope's up on Cofield and Company. So we've, in different parts of the show, been talking about Kendrick Lamar on the halftime show and the anger, the love of it. I know you aren't super pleased with a video I had posted a little while ago about the conversation we had on Monday with one of our guests, Steve Kim, about the halftime show.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. And for Steve Kim, there is this investment in not caring for a certain segment of society. This is not a time to be caring about people when people who are marginalized feel openly attacked. And I feel as if for him to act as if, hey, I didn't pay attention to it, but then I have an opinion of it, also goes to show where we are as a society where people feel that they want to have that opinion of something that they even haven't consumed, they haven't studied, they don't know anything about it. He even brought up talking about the Running Man. Not understanding what the Running Man was once cool and was it appropriated, and essentially what is Kendrick Lamar is getting at his music in terms of what is acceptable blackness and what is not. And so I just feel as if there's a segment of society, they feel as if they want to not care about something, which is the cause of blackness in America, as well as at other marginalized groups in a time they feel under attack. But at the same token, they want other people to not care. And I think that's something that's plaguing us in our society, is people encouraging other people to not care about other people.
What did you think of, there were tweets and retweets and people writing about Serena doing the Crip Walk and being part of Not Like Us, and someone mentioned she's got a white husband?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, we especially considering the courts and the conversation around potentially attacking gay marriage, interracial marriage, that the whole thing about civil rights was also the rights for African Americans not only to live where they want to go, where they want to work, where they want, also to marry who they want and to love who they want. And so it doesn't matter if Serena Williams' husband is not black. That doesn't make her less black. And especially with her coming up with her sister Venus and all the different things that they face, and to be able to break barriers for other African American women tennis players in that sport and be champions of that sport, and abuse that they took And so he understands uniquely the space of using their platform for advanced causes moving forward. So I think it's ridiculous. She can do whatever she wants. She can love whoever you want. It's not like she's speaking out in and against causes that concern African-American people, which is a good thing for her.
And you mostly think she didn't take part in the halftime show because it was a shot at Drake. It was more about her experience in life. And you mentioned the fight that her and her family had early on breaking into tennis.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I think obviously a relationship with Drake and the diss shot toward her. But like Kendrick Lamar said in his halftime show, this is about 40 acres and a mule. This is bigger than music. And so the beauty of that performance was able to deliver multiple messages in the same message, the double entendre, which is a big part of what hip-hop music is, and of self-saying multiple things at once. And so, and that's part of the art. And I think that Serena could participate in that display of art in a beautiful way.
Interesting story about Twitter. According to Sports Business Journal, a group of fans have filed an antitrust lawsuit against the NFL over their decision to prohibit official accounts from NFL teams on Blue Sky. How is this one going to be settled? Do they have a case here?
Oh yeah, you have the satellite case that was against the NFL. That was ruled against the NFL for over $2 billion that they lost, but then kind of is now being reconsidered. But you also the NFL, if they put their broadcast on a particular network, is that versus another one network, are our fans going to have an issue with that? I look at it similarly in terms of the social media channels that they deliver their messages from. Is that something that fans have particularly a right to? What are they paying for that? And it doesn't look like they are. And so that's where the holes I see potentially in a suit like that, they may not necessarily get that far.
Xavier Pope, let's get into the really unfortunate story that happened down at the Super Bowl. And this 27-year-old reporter from Telemundo in the Kansas City area, Topeka as well. And he gets involved somehow with a prostitute in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, and he turns up dead in his room. And now that we find out who this lady is and what she's been doing the last 10 years, this is sort of her thing. Now, they haven't connected the death to him being drugged by her yet, but we got a real issue here with the justice system. This woman has been caught a lot of times, and even one of the last victims said, hey, you know what, I might have died had I not been saved early on in this whole thing. What is going on with the justice system with people, drugging, taking people to rooms, and in a lot of cases they're prostitutes, and when they're caught, the justice system's basically like, hey, slap on the wrist.
And as someone who is a son of a former sex worker, a former prostitute, I don't know if the show knows this, but that's how I wound up in the foster care system. I had my first mom committed a heinous act, was put in jail for it. That's how I wound up in the foster care system. So this is an issue that's very close to me. Some people are paying the price, and lives aren't back like mine, and some aren't. I think that when it comes to jurisdictions like that, particularly have a lot of sex workers, a lot of sex trafficking there, there's the balance of protecting women in those different spaces, the sex workers in those spaces, and making sure you're protecting the people that come into that town. I think that is incumbent upon New Orleans, particularly when they had when they're trying to protect the public at large. How can you protect when people seem like they're essentially getting into actions like that? You're looking at different fines, penalties, where people are charged, so that to make sure social paths like that aren't taking advantage of other people.
You ever have a drink drugged? You ever get drugged?
Oh, no, thank God I haven't. I can't imagine what that would feel like for someone to be in a situation like that, but I do know many people who have, mostly that were women, that were drugged by men. And some of them were raped. I think that just especially you come into a different city, you're strange, you don't know where you're going, and you're looking for fun, and you think it's consensual, and then you're on the other end of something like that. It's really scary to you.
We'll lighten things up. Xavier Pope is with us. Paul Pierce has stated on FS1 that he wants to be the next Bachelor. I mean, I'm going to say no. I want my Bachelor candidates to be like really handsome.
I mean, Paul Pierce, I mean, that's, remember he had videos of speaking of different videos. I mean, he was in it with, that's how he got fired from the contract. He was They were kind of dancing around in the video and all that. Yeah. So I think that that's just something Paul Pierce appealing to, something like that. I never thought of any, Jalen Hurts is being talked about as being this handsome guy. I don't see anyone saying that about Paul Pierce at all.
Well, Todd, you had a good message on Threads about Deion Cole had a bit on this, the way men talk about other men and their looks.
Yeah, because men will say, they won't say, hey, this guy's handsome directly, like, oh, this guy has a lot of women, or, you know, this. They won't say, hey, this guy's really, really handsome. And I think it's just really funny. Men are so, straight men particularly, are very, very, very sensitive when it comes to saying that another guy's attractive. And I've heard so many times over the course of the week, Jalen Hurts is so fine, he's so good looking. I'm like, yeah, okay, he's a guy.
I have no problem talking about it. I say 20 years ago, I would do the conversation about, good-looking guys can have any sort of hair and they're still good-looking, and then there's me. Certain guys, it doesn't, like, who was it, Clooney. Clooney could have, like, wavy hair back in the day and then do that stupid Caesar, and you're like, damn it, he's still pretty good-looking. It's a disadvantage some of us have. Also on the light scale, but this could be hardcore, you sound to me like an anti-sconer.
Yeah, I mean, the scone, man. I've almost chipped my tooth and I talked about it. So many people feel really strongly about these food takes, Steve. People are going in like, you need a fresh scone. Do I need at least scalding hot out of the oven for it to be soft? And what if you have a scone if you don't have anything to drink it with or dip it in? I mean, that just sounds like the Sahara in your throat, man.
I'm going to go back to looks real quick here. I looked at the Belichick picture with his 24-year-old lady. There's something happening in that picture. And I think most of it's happening. People said it's a flex by him with the rings and just that he's with a 24-year-old. There's a look on her face. She's got the eyebrow raised. And I don't know what she's saying, but she's having a good time. Like, I think she feels like she's doing pretty well here.
I mean, she's wearing a Super Bowl ring. And she got Belichick and she's getting the attention. And so she's having all the fun. I mean, I can't knock the hustle, Bill Belichick. Well, either part. I mean, her flexing the ring or Belichick.
Her hustle. Her. Which hustle? Hers.
He has to hustle too. He hustles to get those rings in order to get the girl. So props to Belichick.
You remember the beginnings of finding out about this relationship? He's coming out of a house in Massachusetts with on the ring camera. You know, bare with the top off, and he's got the big barrel chest and the kind of the moves and all that. I mean, this guy's working it, man. He's a confident 73-year-old. So.
Yeah, you see, he's confident. Maybe he needs to get the man's ear, like Seinfeld, put that together. But I think he got the girl.